The director of Fair Wisconsin says he's disgusted with the impact that outside money and attack ads had on the high court election. But Glenn Carlson says he's willing to give Justice-elect Michael Gableman a chance to prove his supporters wrong. Although gay rights were never explicitly addressed during the campaign, the groups that supported Gableman are by and large supporters of the gay marriage ban. But Carlson says justices have often been known to surprise their backers when they actually rule on a case.
It's happened many times in the past with justices that supporters thought were going to go one way and ended up going the other.
Carlson hopes Gableman will take an open-minded approach when he rules on an ACLU case that calls on the state to grant same-sex partners of state employees health benefits equal to their heterosexual co-workers. Fair has similar hopes when it comes to a case that challenges the process used to enact the state's constitutional ban on same-sex marriage. But Julaine Appling of the Wisconsin Family Council is hoping Gableman will rule against any challenges to the gay marriage ban.
We believe that if he's true to his judicial philosophy, as he espoused during the campaign, that the cases that we're interested in, dealing with marriage and family, will be given a fair and balanced and impartial hearing.
Appling also rejects the criticism of the outside groups that funded attack ads in the high court race. She says without the benefit of the information in those ads, voters would have been less informed about the candidates. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.